Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Guilty. I'm so guilty. Guilty me today. Late start taping the show. Guilty me.
Mike, guilty me. Guilty of being hot.
I got Pony and I got Rob slogging through that incredibly dangerous blizzard.
The old man in the snow, Mike.
That is.
To make it. To make it.
Cheated
it.
Death, Mike. Cheated death. Look, once again.
If you happen to be, and I'm all the way down here in South Florida, but I still live it. I still live it. Because
yeah.
I get online and I watch the forecasters, and I'm going to tell you this. For those of you that are new to D.C.,
yes,
I want to point something out to you. And this is really important. If you remember this, you will survive all the winters and you will be better prepared for any winter event. And this is, in my opinion, and a la our president, I base this on fact.
Right.
Here we go. Okay? Here's how you do it. If there is a winter event coming, if there is a major winter storm coming,
yes,
they're not going to know about it. You're going to be surprised by it. You're going to be told that it's going to be 3 to 4 inches, and you're going to get 14. It happens that way.
Is it because they started to track this 10 days ago?
Don't interrupt me while I'm telling this fact. I know you get excited more than anybody about the snow, but there's a point I want to make.
All right, all right.
If you were told that you get 3 or 4, 2, 3, 4 inches, you're going to get whacked, but there's a chance you might get less than that. Let me hear me out here. If you were told for 2 weeks that you're going to get a major blizzard snow event, you're not going to get dick. You're never going to get dick. It never happens. The longer they tell you you're going to get a blizzard, the less chance of getting a blizzard there is. I'm talking about, by the way, I am talking solely about Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Now, other major coastal cities, you got your New York City, you got your Boston. Different story for Boston. Boston in the last couple of years kind of gotten whacked. But that's the fact. And the fact is, they get excited about it. They know that it gets them great ratings. And so that combination of the fact that they get excited about it and they know that it helps their ratings amazingly causes everybody. And then you get, and with Rob, I know you feel picked upon this show, but you get people that have been in the area for their entire lives and you drink the Kool-Aid every time. And the fact is, it's never going to change. They are.
How can I apologize to you?
They're full of it.
They
full
are.
Of crap.
But you know what? When they say it and they quote.
You and
they,
Pony and they, Jimmy Cerrito got excited yesterday. You did. Pony got
no,
mad because
dreading.
He said, if I see another damn snow map, it's what
they
do.
Wrong.
I dreaded it. And what
of
I said.
Of course they're wrong.
They guaranteed it. That was what was pissing me off. They guaranteed it.
They put
it
guaranteed on the box?
They put guaranteed. I could take a dump in a box and mark it guaranteed. But
how much? All right, let's get the latest weather in the Washington,
okay,
D.C. area.
You.
What is the status right
I'll
now?
I'll
buy
from
the,
you.
What is going on?
The latest weather is where they were calling for 12 to 18 inches in Loudoun County.
And specifically where you live. It's always Loudoun County.
Yep.
Because you know why? Loudoun County, fastest growing county in Northern Virginia.
Greatest That's county biggest, in Northern Virginia.
Biggest rate. Bunch of rubes that actually have no clue what's going on with the world. Because they have their brand new granite, and they have their brand new houses, and they have their brand new car, and they get excited because they hate their jobs, and they want a snow day. They want to play all day because their lives are so miserable. They get excited when the weatherman says, it could shut things down. So they all get their f***ing asses out to the grocery store. They buy s*** they don't need, and they roll out there, and they have an exciting, happy hour or two, and then it is followed the next day by disappointment. I will give you Exhibit A. Let me give you Exhibit A. This is a man. I don't even know if this guy lives in Nova. I'm really not sure.
Okay.
But this was posted on my page by a gentleman. I believe his name is Adam Joy. Adam Joy.
Does he bring you his own name?
He might. It might be a fake name. It's one of those guys that
has an egg avatar.
He has a lot of
silhouette
pictures.
Yeah.
He has a lot of different pictures on there, but
that aren't him.
He writes me, Mike, this is 7 hours ago. A plea for a Bloom and Spurlock. That's your, they call you Spurlock.
Yeah, sometimes. That's funny.
It's ice out there. They may be excellent drivers, but we all know their fellow DC driver can be a danger on even a clear day. Perhaps a phoner. A two-man show for one day is certainly better than Oscar and Mike ad infinitum.
Oh.
So he's saying that he's afraid for he is so buying in danger.
Yeah.
He is so buying into the hype.
He is.
And it's stunning to me. It is.
You're not helping, sir.
Yeah. My speech is over.
I love when he calls me Spurlock. That was fun. That was
what
fun
is that
and
Spurlock?
Funny.
I'm not familiar with that Spurlock.
That is the name that was created by a gentleman who will be joining us tomorrow, Nicky Diamond. Diamond, who is not
sweat the details.
It was funny when Nicky did it.
It is. Yes. It is funny, right. But it's not from Adam Joy. And I do apologize for buying into the hype. It was not even close to an event. I got maybe 3 to 3.5 inches out there, and I knew it was a bust.
And they said, let's make it clear. Let's throw them under the bus where they deserve to be. 12 to 18 inches is what they predicted.
They did. And I knew that it was a bust because all night all I heard was sleet. It sounded like people throwing pebbles against my window.
At 11 last night, and I didn't go to bed till 1, but at 11.
Johnny Insomnia, by the way.
Well, I shoveled my old lady's walk at midnight. I said, let me get ahead of this.
You'd go to sleep at 1 anyway. Yeah. You don't sleep.
I was, excited.
You're totally
for,
nocturnal.
I was excited
nocturnal.
For.
Nocturnal?
Oscar and I are
like a raccoon.
Oscar hasn't realized that we're on polar opposite schedules. I have a 58-year-old, soon to be 58-year-old man with a 3-year-old schedule, which means like we put him to bed and then we look at each other and go, yeah, you wanna crawl into bed and watch This Is Us and pass out?
Mike goes to bed after Wheel of Fortune. Meanwhile, Oscar's Oscar's crawling around his neighborhood knocking over trash cans.
Yeah.
What was your experience?
My experience was at 11. They said that there was going to be less than 2 inches, but they didn't know what was happening in Cumberland County. Who lives there?
Exactly.
And
hey, we want to send our best out to everyone in Frederick.
I almost texted everyone and said, I guess we'll see you guys at 9 because,
right.
But then look, we had set the schedule. I wasn't going to put anybody out. It just was what it was. So
let me give credit to where credit is due.
Yeah.
I mean, the boys came in extra
super
early.
Super early,
so they gave themselves extra time to make it in. We decided we'd take
Aren't
the show an hour
Aren't they just doing
later.
Their job, though, at the end of the day?
More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely
right?
They are.
At the end of the day, when he wakes up.
And you know what? I shouldn't spotlight it. I shouldn't spotlight that.
We can't highlight them doing their job. We're just doing our job.
That's like saying to anybody in broadcasting, hey, you know,
way to go.
Topper, thanks for making it in. Yeah. That's your job to make it in.
Mike.
Yeah, why don't we spotlight that? Why don't we spotlight Topper's predictions instead of his attendance?
I think that's important, and
yes.
I agree with you.
So,
I agree with you because they really punted it. By the way, I'm not sure what it's doing up in New York City right now, but watching the national news on the Today Show, they were standing outside.
Yes.
And there was nothing going on. And they were all dressed in their winter finery. And
it says here, as of 10:22, Al Roker just lost his leg in a snowblower.
So find out for me what they've got in New York City right now. I'd be very
The
curious.
One thing about the snow, and they'll do the historic neighborhoods last, I assume, just simply because of the need for it, because they're usually walkable neighborhoods.
And
right?
Also, you know, the plows tear up his cobblestones.
Probably. Didn't matter to me. All I knew is this is the first snow event in the new house, and I had to take care of our walk in front of it, which took 5 minutes because it's so effing small. Right?
Yeah, the walk is actually wider than the house.
Yes, and but I know that the widower.
Do we have any interns on duty today? Do we have any interns?
They all
no,
died.
They all stayed in.
They all stayed in.
All killed by snowblowers.
These goddamn millennials.
College. My daughter, who I flew out early. That, by the way, that proved to be the only decent move that I made because they canceled her flight yesterday midday. They canceled the
That early. Mm. Yeah,
The widower around the corner, I knew that she was alone, so I said, you know what? I'm going to go shovel her walk.
You didn't go over there and get handsy, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
I know she's alone, and it's cold, and she wants to cuddle.
Do you get a little, I know you like credit, so did you get credit for it? Did she know you were doing that? Did she
I
come
don't
out
think
and
she,
offer you a
no,
cocoa? Or?
I don't even know if she was home. I just know that she wasn't going to do it herself. But so you do
like
to,
you'd
it.
Like to. You'd like to get acknowledged for it.
I mean, no, I've done things for her. I don't think she even realized I've done.
The Mexican boy is shoveling really? The yeah. walk. I better get out the hand
where's
lotion.
The fun in that? I mean, really. Well,
it's
I mean,
just goodwill, Mike.
It's just being a good citizen. Yeah.
It might come back in.
What a joke.
Fivefold, Mike. It might. Right. He might benefit from it.
But now, let me be. I'm going to be real honest. I had neighbors in Manassas, and when I got the blower, you know, the ill-fated blower, which, by the way, when I purchased that blower, it resulted in, I believe, 2 snow-free years.
Yep.
You know, so hey, Northern Virginia, you're welcome. But Mike, when we did,
you right have I was mighty leave, power, Mike.
When I was going to get the blower, when we finally got snow, I was all in. I was taking excited. Care of every neighbor, and I wanted to make damn sure they knew. So
it's probably easier to hear, you know, a little motor running on the sidewalk than a guy right. shoveling.
You're right.
So,
but see, I mean, Oscar, this is why I will tell you this: I am not as good a man as you, because I would after I was done, I would walk up to the door and I would go, "Just wanted to let you know I got your walk out front,
oh,
so you're
no.
okay if you want to leave the house." Now that's perfectly. You're giving her a heads up that her walkway is clear
that
and navigable.
That defeats the purpose. Yeah, she's going to see it when she walks out. She's going to be like, this is awesome.
Yeah, she's going to see it when she walks out, but she's not going to know that you did it.
That's right. You got to get credit. Hey, you know what would be great?
I don't live that my life
for under
that
10 bucks.
You know what? When they have, that, anti-immigrant meeting later on, they you know, that'll be something that
I know,
you know
this.
Will be a
his rent
cake.
Stays the same as before.
That this morning, when I took a second pass, I to finish it up, because overnight clearly there was a little more precipitation.
Sure. Accumulation.
When I was finishing,
and you're talking literally 5 minutes. I mean, you're talking really hardly any time at all.
No, I would say her walk, because she's got a cartoon-sized brownstone, took me, I would say, 20 minutes, right?
Okay.
But don't deep down inside, and I just try to, you know, get, you have to peel the onion with Oscar occasionally. Yeah. Deep down inside, don't you realize that she's the widower, you know, to like a giant oil fortune, and then like right before, I'm going to give a little piece of this estate.
I shoveled your walk, Mrs. Carnegie.
I don't.
Mrs. Rockefeller, you can eat off this driveway.
I don't think they're giving the Latin boy around the corner a piece of an estate, Mike, for shoveling a walk. I don't
what
think
if, you, got, what if you subtly did it and went for under 10 bucks and went to Vistaprint and got business cards that said, "Walk shoveled by Oscar Santana," and you just tuck it into the door?
No, I wouldn't do that. I'll say this, though. Something got awkward at the end when I was finishing up. Another gentleman showed up, and we squared off. He had a shovel as well. And I said, "I'm sorry, do you usually do this walk?" He goes, "That's my contract." And I said,
"Oh, she paid."
Oh, it was way to take food out of somebody's mouth.
Yeah.
You he's overzealous not, bastard.
He'll never get credit now.
He's literally taking their job.
Yeah.
I said, "Sir, I was like, this is the first time it snowed in this neighborhood. Well, I knew she's all alone.
Then
I was just trying to help out."
No, he gets credit for it. Charge her. Yeah. Charge her ass.
And he's back to a build-a-wall meeting.
The money.
I said, I told him.
Living in a $2 million house. Charge her.
I told
her
him.
Skinny, bony ass.
Mike, it's actually.
Mother Bates.
That. Four.
Four mil?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's cartoon size.
Wow.
I'm surprised you didn't have a guy sitting on a bench just waiting for the flakes to fall.
No, but
with a hairdryer.
But because again, this is the first time it snowed since I lived in the neighborhood.
Robinson, I see a flake. It's all right.
Mike, this was
it's
posted.
All right, Ms. Daisy.
This was what? Posted by the New York Times 8 minutes ago. The snow forecast for New York City has been downgraded. Yep.
F you, Al Roker.
The National Weather Service says 4 to 8 inches, which probably means 3.
Yep, whoa. Absolutely. And they had said, they had guaranteed over a foot.
Yep, yep.
And in our northern and western suburbs of Washington, D.C., they said the same thing, 12 to 18 inches. Yep. Did they not?
They did. They did. They absolutely did. And what did I do? I got out and I was able to clean the car with a brush.
Yeah,
that's it.
You know,
I
but
said,
they
sir,
hype it, and
your contract.
Usually,
I won't ever do this again.
Here's the thing, though. You ready? For this? Okay, you're gonna get another one.
No,
you're gonna get another winter event
this year. You will
get another winter event. I have been. You have to remember, I have had major events on St. Patrick's Day, and I will tell you that I have seen snowflakes multiple times on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, but that
I
was
won't
a Bolivian
rule it
blow.
Out. I won't rule it out. But
Colombian flake.
Yes.
But what you're missing here, Mike.
Look at the Colombian flakes.
You're missing the ultimate silver lining to all of this.
What's that?
It kills the cherry blossoms.
That people are upset about that.
That's right. Lick it, tourists.
Lick it.
Lick it. We can start the show now. That was warm.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear David. Happy birthday to you.
Ma'am?
What?
You can't give me that.
Oh, so do they let you throw a little party here, or?
Yeah, they clear out the furniture, we get a DJ.
Really?
No. I do get better drugs, though.
Really?
No. It's just Thursday. My 260th Thursday as a passenger on the cruise ship Mental Health. On the plus side, I have mastered the art of eating with a spoon.
How's it look? He's twitchy. You said he was off his meds?
You think that may be why the sudden spike in telepathic activity?
So is he crazy, or...?
I think he's telling the truth as he knows it.
Meaning?
Well, he believes he's mentally ill, but at the same time, part of him knows that the power is real.
And are we clear on the scope and nature of this power?
No. But if the readings are right, he may be the most powerful mutant that we have ever encountered.
I'd say that's an understatement. Division One thinks we should kill him.
That would be a mistake. We've never had a subject like this before. I need... Just give me till the end of the day. And you have the gas if you need it.
Okay. But if he so much as farts too loud, we're moving to level two.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. Tomorrow's Wide Open Wednesday. Be aware of it. Write it down. Make a note of it. You can call us tomorrow, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Love to get your phone calls.
Phone
always
kills.
Fun. It's a very fun part of the show. Our show today brought to you by Distilled. Listen, I want to talk about jeans for a second here. I want to talk about the fact that everybody has a pair of jeans. There's no doubt about that. The fact is, though, to get the right pair and to get a really good pair allows you a tremendous amount of flexibility in your own wardrobe. Mm-hmm. You can get a great pair of jeans and literally wear them anywhere. You can wear them out. You can wear them to a party. You can wear them casually, but they look great all the time. And a great pair of jeans, you know, obviously is the most important item in your closet, but you're paying too much for a really great pair. Enter Distilled. Distilled allows you to skip the mall and you can go there. It's spelled D-S-T-L-D, distilled.com. They use the best, I mean the best luxury grade denim, but they eliminate the middleman so you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars. And really, that's what you pay for the really good ones that look good with a jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Look good when you're going out. And you can get them. They start at just about $75.
Woo.
Bucks. If you need new jeans and you want a good pair that looks good, go to Distilled right now. They're amazing. Oscar lives in his. He loves them. And he knows better now because he knows about Distilled. Not bargain bin stuff. This is Distilled jeans that look great. They last forever. And you'll look like $1 million for only $75. By the way, if you buy your pair of Distilled jeans, it's an amazing help to this show.
Yes.
So I would just urge you to do that. Just go to distilled.com/TMOS right now. Did I mention if they don't fit, you send them back, they do fit, they'll give them to you, and keep doing that until they're fitting.
They make it right. They always make it right.
Go to distilled.com/TMOS right now and get 10% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for 10% off right now. Five easy letters, DSTLD.com/TMOS. Go grab your pair of Distilled jeans.
TMOS.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. So yesterday got the call I don't like to call get. I don't like to get this call. It's weird. Whenever I get a call,
was it when I called you?
Well, I hate those two.
I know you do.
But when I get the call from, well, see, I really don't, but you think I do, so that makes it uncomfortable.
No, I thought yesterday's,
be perfectly honest.
Yesterday's went really well, I thought. We had a moment.
Yeah, When did they go really bad? Yeah. They never go really bad. Oh. They never go really bad. Rob was talking about it was something we can't talk about.
No,
it was,
but I'll tell you. I told Tony before the show. I'll tell you right. After the show.
No worries.
It was a grocery store moment.
Ah.
It was. So the phone rings and Carla throws the phone to me because it's always somewhere else. Always. When I'm doing this show, the phone right here. When I'm not doing this show, it could be anywhere in the house. And the phone rings, and I look down. Carla finally answers and says, just a moment, please. And he said, hello, Mike. It's Dr. Conrado.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I was a little freaked out. And unfortunately, that little thing for a blood clot that I was worried about it being heredity, it is hereditary. I am prone to le blood clot. So that is it. So it's back on the Xarelto, Kevin Nealand Xarelto again. Like as soon as I was off it, I'm back on it. But you know what? You get your mind right about it and you take your other supplements and I checked them all. So nothing changes other than one pill a day, but it still sucks because I don't like being on any kind of medication.
Understood.
All.
But
it sucks.
You really got to be positive about this though. They've spotted something.
No, I don't. I'm not a positive person.
Do it. There are so many things that are worse that could have happened.
Oh, there are people with health issues. There are tons of things that are worse.
Yeah. But so surgery's still on schedule.
By the way, they're coming to take it. They're going to take it. So I have to get everything done. I figure I've got 7 months to get everything done. Everything done. You know, everything fixed on my failing body.
Get it.
Because it's going away.
A total renovation.
It's gonna go away. I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified.
You got a solid runway, Mike.
Yeah, solid runway. But you know what? May 18th.
Yeah.
Yep,
that's what I'm saying.
Don't have to get a filter. Don't have to do anything. Yeah. But it still sucks to have that discussion where, the blood test came back. Hey, I'm the one that told him to do the blood test. I'm the one that got the advice from my family.
Gotta be
I'm
your
the
own, one that was own advocate.
Pro-in. Yep.
That's right. That's it. So there it is. It still sucks. It's a, hey, could be worse. Could be, hey, there are many, many people that have it a hell of a lot worse than I do, but, you know, that's
and
it.
No bad side effects from
what's
the drug?
Hey, listen, like me? Hey,
when
listen.
He's hammered, hey, listen.
Yeah, that's
hey, listen. I haven't made a hey, listen call in
it's been forever.
Years. It has been a while.
I haven't done it.
I miss
a
them.
Time.
But no bad side effects from the Xarelto, right?
What?
No bad side effects from the Xarelto. It's just one more pill.
It's it makes
the
me
feel migraines.
Like, it makes me feel like crap. Yeah, to be honest.
Oh,
with
I did not know that.
Down.
I'll see what here's the thing. Sleepy. I have a different
hungry.
Attitude now because when they tell you it is going to be with you for a long time, you approach it differently. So I am but I was I'm exercising every day. I am drinking tons of water every day. I'm taking my vitamin supplements I took before all
good.
This. He cleared me for that, so I'm back doing the normal thing, and it's fun. It's fun. I like doing it. I like feeling better about myself. We'll see what happens, but that is it. That was the call, and it made me just a little
I was
down.
Expecting much worse.
I
Mike.
Was too, because you teased us.
I thought you were going to get no hip.
Yeah.
No. I mean, well, that's
you get
that's
no
yet
hip.
To be
you get no hip.
But,
you get no hip.
You don't get a hip. You don't get
worst
a hip.
Worst episode of Oprah ever.
Yeah.
Psychologically, in my own mind, I feel because it's a side effect. You know, first of all, with these drug side effects, they write down 550 different things.
Yes.
One of them is it can cause inflammation. So I had in my mind last night that my hip felt worse because of this stuff that I was on.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I got on the elliptical today and knocked it out. I knocked my 3-minute workout out, and it was really.
1 minute warm up, 1 minute at peak,
how
and
long
a minute
was,
of cool down.
A minute cool down.
How long was it?
It was a total of 15 minutes.
That's strong.
That's good.
Yeah, well, they started last week. So I mean, it's just, it's 13 minutes, actually. It's a 10-minute workout with a 3-minute cool down. And that will switch to 15 next week. 20 the week
you
after
ramp
that,
up
25
I'm is the elliptical good for the hip? I mean, because of the zero, almost zero.
The only way I can tell you is the elliptical doesn't hurt. So
that's good.
And walking distance hurts. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And my goal is to be in better shape for this go round than I was the last go round for surgery, so that I can recover faster. So
that's good.
That's where I'm at. That's
good.
The
we're all
update.
Behind
and,
that. That's
yeah,
for sure.
You know, we will see what happens. But I was getting into I was wandering into Schlubtown pouring milk on cake and things like that. And that had to stop. That had to stop.
That also had a 3-minute cooldown.
This is going to be for the show.
That was
I wonder if milk.
But sugar But sugar is sugar. Look, you can combine all the things that fat people, it's real easy. Everything you really love, eliminate.
Yep.
Cut it out.
Last night, Carla.
Wife gone.
Carla, the only thing I had on my plate last night for dinner that I really loved was I think it's basmati rice or something.
Yeah, basmati.
It's a calorie rice. It's not a low calorie rice. You know, it's not a brown rice.
It's a strain of rice.
The only thing I liked, and everything else on the plate was something I didn't like, and that's why I was down a pound and a half today because I worked out and I did all that. Fish with like a tomato type thing on top of it. On a normal day, it's like, oh, yuck. You know, the only thing that would have made it worse would be kale. But I start my day, and she's eliminating the only sugar I'm getting in my diet is with fruit. That's the only way I'm going to get sugar.
Natural sugar.
The thing I started my day with, I started my day every day with a cup of tea and a heaping teaspoon of sugar in the tea. And I don't do that anymore. And that's the thing that kills me. That of all the things I'm giving up, that's the thing that is killing me because I like to have that little sweetness in my tea, and I don't have it.
You can't use an artificial sweetener?
No, that's just as bad.
Is it? Okay.
That's just as bad.
Do you do voice exercises after the tea?
Of course I do. I go, la, la, la.
And she hasn't killed you yet?
Figaro, 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 Figaro.
Every day.
Wow.
There's a bright golden sun on the meadow. Anyway, sorry.
That was awesome.
And then there's a 3-minute cooldown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I am sweating after.
Carla, I can't talk now.
But the tea. So I'll get used to it.
You ever think of hiding a bottle of honey under the console?
Junior. Just as bad.
Junior.
Just as bad.
Get the honey, Junior.
Get the honey, Junior. It all triggers it. It's a trigger.
It is.
Like firing a gun.
It's right.
Like firing a gun and fat juice comes out. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This week's O'Mara cast is majestic. On TMOS, Mike has fun with the phones while Carla has fun at the ballpark. Tony and Gary make their Broadway debut on The Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. And on the Mike O'Mara bonus show, Adrian's working the night shift and making new friends. Helping Marcus this week is the High Sparrow himself, Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
Every one of us is poor and powerless. And yet together, we can overthrow an empire.
Download it today on iTunes or at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
They love so hard.
Who snuck that boo in there? Who snuck that boo in there?
I didn't hear a thing. I didn't do that. CB interference, Mike.
This man is actually coordinating a free trip for me to go to Augusta to see the Masters.
When is that?
And I played this first weekend in April.
That's right.
Right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right around the corner.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm real excited about it. And, you know, we couldn't be more thrilled. We're very, very excited. We're going back on, we're going up there to see the Sunday round of the Masters coming back on Monday.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Oscar and Rob have to do the show. Sorry. What am I doing today? What am I doing? It's a snowy day.
They were friends. I thought we were friends.
Yeah.
This portion, I'm out of my mind today.
You going to sing again?
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Mrs. O'Mara has plunged into Beachbody On Demand. Don't tell me what workout she's doing. She's doing like 10 of them. There are over 500 workouts on Beachbody On Demand. It's the convenient way to get fitness. It's the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. Convenient access to over $6,000. Hear me clearly.
Yes.
$6,000 worth of the most effective fitness and nutrition programs ever created from world-class trainers proven to deliver amazing results. Beachbody On Demand is the largest community of its kind dedicated to making all your fitness goals achievable. They've got all the programs from the world-class trainers all accessible on any web-enabled device. That's it. It's cool. Simple. P90X, Insanity, 20-Day Fix Extreme, all of them. You get access to resistance, cardio, yoga, dance, over 500 workouts, as I mentioned. And for nutrition, they've even got Fixate. That's a cooking show on Beachbody On Demand that teaches you how to cook meals that are great for you and simple. Beachbody On Demand is a brand new service, but already has almost a million members. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free membership. Just text TMOS to 303030. This is different than what we normally do.
Right.
So remember what I'm saying here. Text TMOS to 303030 and get 30 days of full access to this platform for free. Again, TMOS to 303030. Beachbody On Demand. We thank them for their patronage.
Awesome.
We appreciate that. Yeah, so I'm adjusting. I'm adjusting to everything down here because getting ready, getting myself in the mindset and ready to go. And I feel alive. I do.
He feels alive.
I'm ready to go. I have a question, though, for all of you boys.
Okay.
And that is anybody familiar with, I'm looking at it right now where I wrote it, Doodle Pole.
Doodle Pole.
Never heard
have
of it.
Have you
heard
of Doodle Pole?
To be clear, is it P-O-L-E or P-O-L-L?
P-O-L-L. Dirk Vastrick is having a meet and greet. Is it the Spokane, Washington
area?
That's
where he calls home, yes.
And they are to decide on the time, they're doing a doodle poll. And apparently this doodle poll is the way people arrange meetings. I'm surprised you didn't know about this.
We use these in business school. You're absolutely right. You get a
doodle poll,
you get a website
correct me
link.
If I'm wrong. You go to a website and it figures out the most mutually convenient time for everybody to meet.
So,
cool.
For example, if we were going to start the show, I sent an email out and said, guys, what time would you like to start the show? That's the way we rolled, right?
Right, right.
And everybody put their random times that they have availability. And then
Mike would put 10:20 a.m.
It's a doodle poll will give you.
I really thought he was going to zing me, so I thought I'd do a preemptive strike.
Actually,
I really thought he was setting me up for a zinger
you're
because
more,
I started
you feel,
the show late.
Mike, I would never throw a stone at a glass house, so you'd never get that from me.
Love when he says
yeah,
that
is always what I've said.
we
I believe, actually, Mike, if we were to doodle poll, we'd get 10:20 from your printer. Not you.
Yeah. We had a late start today. We were going to start the show. We normally tape at 9 Eastern. We tape at 10 Eastern today. And this morning, while I was doing my show prep, this is how my power failure down here in Cocoonville sounded. It sounded like this. Blip, blip. That was it. It was off.
That's
and
all?
It came right back on. But it threw all my equipment down here into a bit of a tizzy.
Yeah.
A bit of that. But you're familiar with the doodle poll.
Yeah, you so it gives that, you, right? it basically allows multiple people to find a time that is best for everyone.
Cool.
And the doodle poll will allow you, it'll just give you, these are the best times available. This is what we're going to do.
Okay, that's nice.
So, super easy.
Yeah, so I mean, doodle poll, that'll probably make life simpler, especially for people down here in places like Cocoonville, where everybody always has their little events and their social things and their things they have to do to coordinate with people. I think that's what they'll do. So, Dirk, enjoy it. This is a plug for your meet and greet.
Hey,
Dirk
Mike,
Vastrick.
To be clear, he's calling it a meet and eat.
Oh, a meet and eat.
Which
that's
I think
right.
is very, very funny.
Is Carla flying up?
She's going to be flying into Spokane.
Nice.
She doesn't have to pay for a hotel room. She's been staying at a listener's house.
Wow.
But anyway, it'll be
she got that new book, Lost My Marriage.
That's exactly right. Good morning. Good morning, Dirk.
It's the Dirkster.
Morning, Carla. Eggs? Always. So let me just
he
make sure I
like that was awesome.
Morning, Carla. I've made you eggs. Thank you, Dirk.
Do you make the eggs Dirk style?
These are Dirk style. These are Dirk style eggs. A little salt. Pepper.
Dirk. Dirk really knows how to appreciate a woman.
He does. Right, and treat her like a woman.
Oh,
like a lady.
He treats my wife nicer than I do.
Yeah.
So let me see what it's going to be. Hold on.
I love this.
Right,
I absolutely love it.
Would you like a side of Dirk bacon?
Wasn't that meat and eat? So much fun.
By the way, do you like your toast light or Dirk? All right. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, that was good, Mike. Yay for me. Okay, hold on just a second. Let me just see. Hold on.
What are you looking for?
He's got a lot of stuff. I'm trying to find out when his thing is, because I want it, since we're talking about
well,
him.
Are you on the doodle poll?
Not
invited.
I'm trying to find where
he is. Not invited.
Not invited.
I like that our listeners are getting together across the country.
I do, too.
It's at the Palm Court. Wherever that is.
Oh.
That's where I think it is.
Tony spends a lot of time there.
Nice? Guilty.
Is that nice?
Sounds like. Dirk wouldn't take you to a hobble.
Okay, here it is. Okay, Dirk writes yesterday. Okay, or is it today? Yesterday. Okay, fans of TMOS, the doodle poll is open for a meet and eat in Spokane, Washington. Please access the poll here. All right, so I'm going into it right now to see.
Are you going to give the impression that you may attend?
Huh? No, I'm not going to Spokane, Washington.
It'd be a great pop-in, wouldn't it?
Oh, man,
I've
yeah.
I've got blood clots. Can't do that.
Yeah, he's dealing with his blood clots. How dare you? He can't get on a plane.
Plane's going down.
Yeah.
I can't
that blood clot's really holding down that cargo
I'm
area.
Confused by the doodle poll.
Why?
Mike, they're not four DJs.
Oh, they're giving like different dates.
And
like
options.
Sunday the 19th, and Tuesday, done. Wednesday, Thursday.
What works? Why don't you go ahead and fill it out? Tell them what works for you.
Yeah, and I don't think Sunday's a good day for it.
Sunday's the Lord's day.
Sunday is day of rest. Yes,
day of rest.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Day of rest.
Hey man, I'm not doing anything on Sunday. I'm resting. Hashtag Lord's Day.
Voice track.
I'm gonna put in Tuesday the 21st.
Yeah, why don't you put that in?
But if you do that, you'll miss all the great television that's on Tuesday night, like The Middle.
All right, stop it. There you go. I just
The Middle's still on.
Great show,
man.
I put in Tuesday.
I thought that was off.
Tuesday the 20, I don't know.
Be like the 22nd?
Doodle poll is hard to navigate for me.
Yes.
It's very
for
hard
DJs.
To navigate. It's very difficult.
I saw it the first time and I said, no. Just tell me when you want me
just,
to be there.
Says,
I'll make
thanks,
it happen.
Your choices have been submitted. Well, thanks for giving me a page that tells me what they were because I've already forgotten them.
Tuesday.
But Mike, you will be notified once the doodle does its job. And
it says
you
I should check, inform me about further participants' comments and any other.
Don't get into
in
that hellhole.
Hi, Mike. This is Doodle. Listen, we've got you down for Tuesday the 21st at 7 p.m. at the Palm Court. Doodle out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carla, I'm having turkey for dinner. What do you like? White meat or dirk meat?
Carla.
Wouldn't he call it Dirky?
Dirky. I'm having dirky.
Roast dirky for
most
Thanksgiving.
Most women love flowers. I send gift cards.
Carla, I dry my own sirloin and put it in a dehydrator. And so would you like a piece of my freshly made beef dirky? Thank you.
How would you like to climb aboard my spaceship and spend a little time with Captain James Dirk?
James T. Dirk. There you are. Oh, man. Okay, man. All right.
Didn't
all right.
Dirk Cousins demand a trade?
Dirk Cousins. Hey, I heard that Dirk Cameron's a preacher now.
Hey, he is. That's
all right.
Right.
One last thing before we go to break. Yeah. And then I want to talk to Oscar about another one of his many pep talks
oh,
and
yeah.
find out how the gaming is going and all that wonderful stuff. But I have a... I got a letter about poop bags at a certain point in the yard.
Yes.
And I discovered yesterday in Cocoonville, as I was walking my dogs, that on the side of my house, the side where I never go, on the right side of my house, there is a poop bag from someone else that appears a long time ago that I just discovered to have been thrown into my yard.
Not okay.
And if people have been looking at that and are busting me out, I'm not touching that MF-er. They can come in and they can grab it themselves because somebody obviously just winged it. They threw a poop bag into my yard. That's it's like vandalism. It's like
oh, it
being
is.
Bullied
it's,
in high school.
It's littering. It's vandalism. It's inappropriate. But how can you be sure it's not one of yours?
Because the color of the bag, I know exactly. This is a clear plastic bag with like markings on it. I could go and get it for you.
No.
Bring
no.
it in here and
no,
show
no,
it.
No, 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 no.
You can do
but
a
I don't know
essay.
Whether it's got
We're
going
to send Ashley down to take a picture of it.
Yes.
Sippage. But no, I have these kind of brightly colored Pink and blue. Pink for
us
the
too.
Dogs.
Do you have you seen the green
blue.
Ones?
Yeah, no, I don't have the green ones.
I have the green ones.
I've gotten lots of different poop bags over the years sent to me by listeners and things like that. But it just seems to me that that might have been the reason I got the letter from the Cocoonville Politburo that decided to let me know. You know, hey, by the way, you got the. They pick on us.
It's
they
a
do. Pick
it's
on.
A
was
setup.
It a physical
a
letter? Was it a physical letter or an email?
It is a. They anonymous. They call the management company. And then they either send you a letter or an email
tube.
From the management committee, Thump. And it's always anonymous. It's a coward's way to communicate.
It's a shame you can't do like a reply all to the entire community and say, hey, clear poop bag people, why are you putting your dog's feces on my house?
It would really mean a lot to me to when I'm selfless. Here, when I arrive here, and when I leave here, and when I come back to greet people, you know, have just really, hey, how are you? That type of thing. I don't think it'll ever exist here for me. It's more like polite, hello.
Just a
have
hello.
You ever
a
liked
wave.
Your have you ever liked your neighbors anywhere? Just one guy I know that you liked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I adore my next door neighbors here. I absolutely adore them. They could not they were so kind and it was not because the guy was particular and the couple was particularly over the top funny. There was just a kindness in them that said I said to Carla, we are extremely lucky. I wish they were here more often. They're not. Mm. He's still slaying the dragon, so they roll in and out. And then my next door I've got an incredible
run of
luck. What
about the guy that said that he hated the show?
Yeah, that one. He said it was a quirky show.
Yeah, a little quirky.
He didn't hate it.
Not my
I'm
bad.
I'm just saying that's weird. That's
okay.
Weird.
I appreciate that, you throw being
in,
honest
throw
about
in,
that.
Throw in politics with that too.
Oh, I hate politics.
That will
ruin
that
a relationship.
No one ever makes a friend because of politics.
No,
but it's on me now too. Where for years I was completely at ease with. Socializing with people that came from a different perspective. It's a golf community. Golf communities are traditionally the opposite of the way I feel. And with this, it's just become a little bit more
testy.
The whole society's become that way. So it's become weird.
Right.
But I just wish the whole vibe was a little more less uptight. We live in a beautiful little neighborhood with all of the manicured lawns and all that, but there's just a level of uptightness that doesn't need to be here, and I wish it was a little. Now, there is.
Is it more
I
uptight
believe,
now than it was, say, 5 years ago? Or has it always been that way?
I can't tell you that because I've only been here a couple of years.
True enough.
Sure,
okay.
You know,
unfair question.
Living there. But I will tell you that there is something coming that I think could be beneficial, and it was one of the people putting it together was my buddy, the judge, mm-hmm. and his wife, and the couple I was talking about, the guy that doesn't like the show, but they're fun party people.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why we hang out with them. And this could be very cool. And you know how I know it could be very cool?
How's that?
Because there are a few people bitching about it.
Ooh.
Oh.
There's some people that are.
Are you allowed to reveal
it's
what it
different.
Is?
It's a block party.
Oh yeah!
Hey!
Yeah!
Yeah!
You get a band,
and we are all in. Don't think we. Yes, yes, we do.
Stage band.
Yes, we do. I don't know if it's a stage, but it's a. But we have a band. We have
nice.
A band, and so it could be.
Finger
it could
paints.
Be a cool thing.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Body
face
paint.
Painting
something
and a
for
moon
the kids.
Bounce.
Spin art.
No. For kids.
Cotton
don't
candy. All the tricks. Yeah.
No, but it's going to be different little, than it normally
you can sell
is.
Sponsorships.
And the thing about it, a lot of our social events
lots
here, especially having people kind of pair off to their little cliques, and I think that makes it a little more difficult to do when you're walking around the block. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the changing of the keys.
And I'm participating in it.
What
I'm
about hiring guys
I'm
on stilts? Always fun to see.
That would be,
fun.
Hey, I
walking
think not
around.
Enough people, not enough people to justify that. But it's going to be fun, and I am participating by providing a major food item for the social.
What
list.
Are you providing? Oh.
A jar of peanuts. I'll put them in a bowl.
Shelled?
Or your planters, dry roasted.
Shelled or already in the shell?
No, now you called me on it. I'll probably have to buy the ones that are already shelled.
And if you need a stilt walker, call Mark Riddell. He knows a lot of people that are about to be out of work.
Hey, that's right.
Contract work, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Riddell, get a van. Bring down some freaks.
How great would it be if you showed up to the block party with an elephant?
Oh, yeah. Contract work.
Boy, these are great. These are great deviled eggs, ma'am. Say hi to the incredible lizard man. All right. Should be fine. We'll take a break. It's Cocoonville. It was an adventure. We'll be right back. I want to hear about Oscar's world and the poor, long-suffering fiance.
Yes.
Shannon.
Shannon.
Another pep talk. Oh, it's sad. We'll be right back, everybody.
If you're looking to make your beer drinking experience more interesting, go to Facebook.com and sign up for the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club. There are so many different varieties, so many different labels, and so many great things going on in different regions around the U.S. And the TMOS community is bringing it all together with the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club. So go to Facebook.com and sign up today. If you're looking for just a little entertainment, throw some salted peanuts in your beer. Hey. The peanuts will actually dance.
Do that at the block party.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Do you know getting quality sleep is just as important to a healthy lifestyle as a balanced diet and regular exercise? If you're not sleeping your best, it's probably time to replace your mattress. At a Sleep Number store, you can see and feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts to you for just right comfort every night. I love it. And I just want to say thank you to all the TMOS listeners that have purchased their Sleep Number beds. We really do appreciate that. We love our Sleep Number bed. I've talked about it for a long time, and I do love it. I really love this product almost as much as anything in my home. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. I'll tell you something. This is the truth. That since we've had our Sleep Number bed, Mrs. O'Mara and I don't bother each other at all. Thank you very much. They have optional Sleep IQ technology. Inside attracts your sleep. You know that. Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was again a 95. And I feel great. Woo! Come into a Sleep Number store and see and feel the difference. I really do believe that my Sleep Number bed is the reason I go to bed earlier now.
Sure.
It's like there's nothing like crawling into that bed. It's fantastic.
You.
Save $400 on their most... Yes, Rob loves it.
Bed loves you.
Save $400 on their most popular P5 Queen mattress now. Only $1,199.99. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Check that box. That
you, yeah, they give you a card and you just click Mike O'Mara.
They do that in the store. Why is my wife...
What is her deal?
I'm not sure why. Oh, that was an hour ago that she called.
I texted you, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, I texted all of you.
Got all. Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, what do you see on your telephone?
I see a picture of a dashboard.
A dashboard,
steering wheel,
yes.
Yeah.
There is a light on that dashboard, and what does that
mean? Oh, you text me for the story you're going to tell.
Yeah, I see.
You got to fill up, Oscar. You got to fill up. Come on, get some gas in that car.
Especially in wintertime, Mike. You know why? Because gas gives your car extra weight and better traction.
Are you sending me that? Are you sending me the gas?
Yes.
Is that why you sent it to me? You know, it jumps right off. As someone who, I know you want to tell your story. Can I just jump in real
Please.
Quick before you do? It is an issue that I have. I've given pep talks. It's been completely and utterly repaired. I can't even tell you the last time I filled our car up. You've done it too?
Oh my God, Carrie will like it's going to the casino for her. She loves to roll the dice. I get in the car and it'll say range.
Oh no! I'm saying in my household, my wife now fills both cars up. She did
both cars.
Week. She filled both cars up this week. But prior to that, I had to just drumbeat it. I mean, it's just like I filled it up almost exclusively for
Carrie will not get gas ever.
Oscar Santana, as I see from this vehicle, it looks like you're on the empty light is on. Yeah. Like,
Jackson Brown, Mike, running on empty.
So for some context, I dropped my car off at the shop yesterday because it needs to do its series, whatever they're going to whore me for at the dealership.
When's the last time you've changed your cabin air filter?
And there was a brake pad light that came on, so I had to drop it off.
Right.
Didn't have a choice. So
brakes?
Yes. I go to the dealership, drop it off, and then I get an Uber home. No big deal.
Right.
I tell Shannon I'll be using her car for the rest of the week.
And how does that impact her schedule?
It doesn't because she works in the city and she can Uber everywhere or Lyft.
Can I share your
right?
odometer with everybody?
Yes, please.
13,098 miles on this car?
No, it's 130,000, Mike.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it drives like a dream.
It's 130,000?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know you had that many miles on it.
And the amazing thing is he only drives about 2-3 miles per trip.
No, that's Shannon's car, right?
Was that the one that
Shannon's
was
car.
Shannon's that was your mom's car?
Oh, Shannon's car.
Of course, it's Shannon's car. I thought it was Oscar's car. There's no way on his expensive new car that he could put that much mileage on it.
No, every car I've had though, I've had for over 150,000 miles. Like I keep them because they'll run until they can't run anymore, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've passed that threshold on my SUV, which is going to be I'm going to run that one into the ground.
Yeah.
The Sorento it turned 600 today.
but your personal vehicle, how many miles do you have in your personal vehicle?
25,000.
Okay.
Yeah, not bad, right?
Just
not
getting broken
for,
good,
not bad
Mike.
For 3 years.
I know.
Not bad.
And
3 years?
Yeah. I live a mile from here.
Yeah, you don't drive anywhere.
No.
And Shannon, who's on scholarship, hops into the Deathmobile with 130,000.
That's right.
The Deathmobile that I bought her, Mike.
Yeah.
So.
You've had, obviously, you've had multiple brake jobs on this car, I would assume.
I've changed the brakes on the Avalon before.
You've done your own brake
yes
job.
Wow.
That is not an easy thing to do.
Well, and I would only do that if I wanted my wife to die.
No. I had a friend who knew how to do it with me.
Okay.
And we actually changed them. I realized the 8 hours it takes to change your own brakes is not worth the 8 hours of my time.
Right.
Yeah. But
yeah, so it was a tedious process.
Oh my God. I got there at 8 a.m., didn't leave there till 9 p.m.
And you should have seen his fingernails.
Yeah. Rotors and brake pads. So,
rotors and brakes. Yes. That's the full brake job.
Eight hours, right?
Yeah.
I learned a few things, not just during the brake pad and rotor change a few years ago, but over the past 5 years with Shannon, that she really doesn't care about her cars, right?
Now, does that include washing cars?
That includes washing, because if I'm being completely honest, when I see her car dirty, I say that needs to be washed, and it's washed that day. Like, she's a teenager, right?
It's
right.
Washed that day.
And
right. Well, at least she's prompt. How does the interior?
The interior, it could use some work. It could use some work.
It's
an Avalon, so it's got leather, right?
It's got leather. Or Mercedes or Toyota leather, I'm sure.
Does she condition the seats? Does she ever wipe a...
No. She doesn't do any of that, Mike.
A lot of crumpled papers.
Not cracked. Because it was gently used by my mother until she sold it to me. And then I gave it to Shannon.
And you can't crack leather when you only weigh 14 pounds. She's a wisp of a thing.
Yeah. I would also say that if you want a car that's going to age well, a Toyota is a pretty good choice. That's
and
an endorsement.
Mm-hmm. That was used by a woman who drove like a 100-year-old senior citizen to work back and forth, right?
Who mostly used the car to yell at the dashboard.
Yeah. Right. Call Tatiana. So... I jump in the car after I've shoveled both my neighbor's walk and our walk, and I want to get to see you guys, right?
Right, and we missed you.
Yeah, and what I also did, which is probably legal, I went in and turned on the car while I shoveled the walks just so I could defrost the windshield and I could defrost.
Doing the winter thing.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Out, right? Yeah.
You're taking the secondary vehicle that doesn't matter if it gets banged up in the snow.
Yes.
With 130 miles on it, so you can keep yours safe and secure on the street.
No, well, mine is at the dealer, Mike.
Oh, yours is at
the
dealer.
I don't have a car.
Oh, so that's why. Oh, so, okay, even better.
I don't have a car.
I'm sorry. I was making you more selfish than
you. No. Yeah. He'll pick it up tomorrow, Mike, with new brakes, shrink wrapped, the whole deal.
Yes, I don't have a car right now, so I'm taking her car, because she could technically walk or bike to work if she wanted to. She doesn't need one, right?
Okay,
very good. So... I jump in the car and I'm like, man, like this car is pretty clean. Because automatically I check what's going
nice.
On. I'm like, this is great.
Wonderful.
I start driving.
Isn't that marvelous?
And
I really do think he's a monster, Rob.
I know.
Really do.
There's a part of me that.
He took a picture of this. This picture, he didn't leave the studio and run down to the car.
No.
He took this picture for the purposes because it pissed him off. By the way, the picture Oscar sent me is a picture of the empty light. Indicator light on the fuel.
It's
tank,
buried. And you're basically buried.
And you're missing a phrase, Mike. It's not just monster. It's soulless monster.
Yeah. So she doesn't put gas.
It's buried.
The car, is the point.
And I also took the picture, Mike, because I sent a text to Shannon and I said, "You are so cheap." Because it's not that she doesn't have the money to fill up the tank. It's she doesn't want to spend the money to fill up her tank.
Right. Bill, there might be other things to buy.
There isn't. I pay for everything.
Okay. No, but what if what if Milady wants to get like a lipstick?
That's nylons
at the drugstore.
No.
You better hit the alarm for me. Hit the alarm for me right there. Thank you.
And this would not.
And speaking of which, you requested yesterday. Can we pause just for 20 seconds? You wanted a racist alarm.
Yes.
I have two for you to choose from.
Oh,
well,
perfect.
No, I think, okay, all right, I'll pick one and then we'll use it.
Okay.
Routinely.
The first one was actually suggested by Mac, and I like it a little more than I thought I would.
bum, ba, 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 racist.
All right. Not sure I like that one. No,
second
sure
one
I
thought of on the ride home yesterday.
Boy, how much of a cop out is that?
Yeah,
one,
that's
though?
The worst.
How about I?
Got everything
that's pretty
you
funny.
Want.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty see, funny.
Home so run with that yeah, one.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. I have racist to apologize remark. To the listener that sent it in right. after I had already thought of it. It's such a natural. Yeah. It's a beautiful yeah. thing. But my applause to the listener for thinking of the right mind. So that's, sorry, that's Mac, you nice. Missed out. That. Okay, that's, so that's very back nice. To
we'll
the
use,
car.
We'll use that. Right.
So I've had this conversation with Shannon before. I said, just rule of thumb. Don't let the car go below a half tank, then you'll never have this issue.
Mm-hmm.
When
good
you see
point.
When you see the half tank hit, fill her up, and then you'll never have this issue. And then when I saw this, this is before we knew that there wasn't going to be a snow emergency. I
oh,
said,
yeah.
"Rule." I said, second rule of thumb: always fill up before a snow
a
event.
Any weather event.
Any weather. I said
any
an
weather
an
event.
Truly,
a
if
weather
there
event.
Is a time to top off, and they don't say fill up, they say top off. That means like you got half a tank, three quarters
yes.
of a tank. They want you to top it off in a blizzard, and you're the car that you were driving. She knew that you would be.
I see
this,
this.
Yes,
and it screams to me, I don't give an F.
Yeah, the light is on.
I
it's
don't
not just
care.
On E. The indicator light is on that says you're in trouble.
Right. Since the jury is in right now, let me, or the jury is out, or the you're speaking before the jury.
Yeah.
When was the last time she was in the vehicle?
Yesterday. She
yesterday
drove
she drove
to work
from,
and back to from work, the yoga studio.
It's really
yeah.
not much.
Mike, and no. let me, look, I and this is what, I can empathize because DC doesn't have that many gas stations, right?
It's terrible.
It's hard
it's
to
worst,
find gas stations.
Well, all cities are bad.
Yeah,
with
yeah
gas
but you know,
but.
As far as gas station goes, you're sort of in the historic gas station district.
Mike.
There are gas stations on Wisconsin Avenue.
He's right.
Yeah, there are gas stations in this part of the city where our studio is and where Oscar lives. There are multiple gas
yes.
stations.
This is probably the easiest place to get gas.
How far do you, how many feet do you think that Rite Aid is?
The Rite Aid?
From here.
60 feet,
okay.
if that.
So let's triple that and go to 180. 180 feet from our house is a gas station. There is no excuse.
Yeah. What time would she have rolled in last night? She'd be late, have a late night.
She
at the
rolled
yoga
in
studio?
At 8:15 p.m.
8:15. And what time does she go out to the
rolled
yoga
out
studio?
At 4 p.m.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She had the whole day.
Yeah, I mean, and mind you, she was at home doing other stuff. I get that.
What does she do?
She, Mike, if I told
she
you.
She goes out, starts the car, puts a brick on the accelerator, leaves it in park. You know, things to do all day.
She was doing a lot of she was doing a lot of her admin work from home for the yoga studio because she's the operations manager
okay.
for that studio.
Right, that's good. That was, so the work is going well for her.
It's going well. They should pay her more. It's a thankless
right.
job. But yes,
right.
it's going well.
Okay.
But that's my point thing. Is this. That's not the, I guess at the crux of this is. Your gas light should never hit E.
When
your
I,
gas meter should never hit E.
When I got my driver's license, my grandfather, Big Daddy, said, you know what? It doesn't cost any more to keep a car full of gas than it does to let it go down to the
and
bottom.
Do you know who lets cars go to E?
Who?
The impoverished poor people that essentially can't pay for gas. And
right.
you get that. I get that, right?
Well, I mean, if you don't have money to put gas in your tank, a lot
of
people, I can relate to that.
Or B...
It's not just impoverished poor people, you know, it's everybody, everybody. I mean, you just don't, people don't, who likes to really, I don't like to fill up. Do you like to fill up?
I hate it.
Even,
nobody
even
likes
it. Even when it's $2.45, it's still expensive to me,
Mike,
you know?
I'm not saying, this is not the fact, this is the way I look at it. Either you don't have money to pay gas, or you don't pay for the gas, or you're cheap, or you just don't give an F. And all those three things are not the case in my household. You've got money. You don't want for anything, and you're screaming at me you don't care when you don't fill up. Bottom line.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah, you know what?
Because if she were to run out of gas, what's her solution?
It's to call me.
Exactly, and that's not fair.
So we there's the misogyny alarm. Oh, by the way, would you like an example of the racist alarm?
Yes.
Over the weekend, the Republican from Iowa, Steve King, not the author, Steve King.
Right.
By the way, we've got a lot of listeners in Iowa. This might be your congressman. He drew criticism for tweeting that culture and demographics are our destiny. We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies. Representative Steve King.
I'll have to check the sensitivity. It just tripped it.
And Mike, have you ever met someone who has their S together and is driven and jumped in their car and said, sorry, man, I got to stop to get gas?
Probably not. Probably not. My question to you is, did you tweet her? Did you text her? And have you had face-to-face conversations?
I wrote,
since this?
Because I'm the monster I am, and you guys are the sweet-ass a-hole. I wrote, bah-ha-ha-ha-ha, you're so cheap. And she writes, oh, shoot, that just came on. I said, right. And then I said this, it's okay, Peach. Standing rule, we've talked about this, fill up before any S or emergency.
You know, I don't want to rub your nose in it right now, but I swear to God.
I just saw someone darken your
Mrs.
door.
Mrs. O'Mara just came into the studio, and I have to share this. Please. She's not listening to this right now because we're taping it. She can't hear it in the other room.
Right.
This is what she wrote. Can you read it?
Your Blue Apron meatloaf is in the microwave, smiley face, and jumping into the shower.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Everything's coming up O'Mara today.
Yeah. Blood clots. Yeah. No problem. I'm happy. There. Does that make you feel better? Yeah. Thank you very much. All right. Well, you know what, Shannon? Fill the damn car up. There. I'm going on this one.
Yeah,
I'm
and make him some meatloaf. Percent.
Thank you.
Get in the shower.
Representative Steve King, somebody else's babies. Really, you dick? God almighty, please. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A telephone is not a toy, but a useful and valuable tool.
Hey, Team West listeners. Dan O'Brien here to say that tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. The Mike O'Mara Show takes your call starting at 9 a.m. We want to hear whatever you have to say. If you want to tell a story to your favorite podcast, call in on Wide Open Wednesday. If you have a question for all the guys in the studio, call in on Wide Open Wednesday. If you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, go see a doctor. Then call in on Wide Open Wednesday. Dial 888-920-MORE for all your non-medical questions and an opportunity to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. Wide Open Wednesday.
I bet he has a full tank of gas.
Yes, he does. Dan O'Brien. Heading down to the hills.
Yeah, he does. Sir, right.
Dan O'Brien, the new chief of staff for Representative Steve King. No, I'm just kidding. This portion, isn't it great to use an example when it's not us?
That's great. It's wonderful.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Hiring for your business doesn't have to stress you out. In fact, it can be easy to find the perfect job candidates if you know what you're doing. If you want to find the perfect hire, you just need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including all the big social media networks, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or annoying calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies, as well as thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter absolutely free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That is ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Now try it. It's fantastic. It's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and find your perfect hire. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today.
News.
Meatloaf.
Boo. Whoopi Goldberg said on The View yesterday that she's going to sue a guy who circulated a fake news story about her. And if this is true, I believe it is. I like Whoopi. Then she should sue his ass.
Yeah.
Whoopi said the man created a fake news website just to see, quote, how quickly stories he made up would spread. Now, that's just a dick move right
there.
It is. There.
It's a man that needs a hobby.
One of the stories was about Whoopi slamming Karen Owens, the Navy SEAL widow, and is it pronounced Corinne or Corinne? It's C-A-R-R-Y-N. I don't want to mess it up.
I would think that'd be Corinne. It,
Corinne Owens, the Navy SEAL widow President Trump honored during his recent speech to Congress. Whoopi never said any such thing. People believed it, and because of that, Whoopi claims it endangered her and her family, and she even had to hire security, so she's going after him. Here's the quote from Whoopi. "Sir, the fact that you don't give a crap that it endangered me is unconscionable, and I'm going to get my lawyer, and I'm coming for you." You know, this whole thing with the Navy SEAL's widow, I think it's really important to point out. If we have a few issues in this country where we can all agree, everybody, if you weren't emotional seeing that SEAL's widow,
oh my God,
you don't have a pulse. That's just a fact, and that's both sides. And don't try to put fake pictures of people weren't standing. That's just crap. Just because Trump pointed it out, you might not agree with Donald Trump, doesn't mean you don't honor the service
right.
and somebody a and young, sacrifice. A young woman. It's horrible, and people dicked around with. We're just so ready for. Everything is the football game. Everything is the
competition,
battle.
Yeah.
And people that do that are dicks, and they should stop it.
I hope she follows through, and I hope it sets an example, and I hope it shuts some of this crap down.
By the way, when you see somebody say, hey, these people didn't care, these people didn't, that to me is right up there with stolen valor. That's right up there when they catch the guys with the marine
the fake
outfit
medals.
In the airport. So stop doing it. Angelina Jolie filed for divorce from Brad Pitt in September, and it's been an ugly divorce. People agree on that. But just a few months before that, this is why you don't do this. In February of last year, they engaged in a symbolic act of bonding. They were in Cambodia, so Angelina could film her upcoming movie, First They Killed My Father. Don't think that one's come out yet. And they took time out to get tattoos. That were supposed to strengthen their bond to each other or something. They were done by a world-renowned tattoo artist. Angelina flew in from Bangkok. She got 3 new tats on her back, and Brad got a Buddhist symbol on the left side of his stomach.
And that still didn't save the marriage?
Didn't save the marriage.
Amazing!
By the way, the guy didn't use a tattoo gun. He went old school, surgical steel needles. Ooh, those are supposed to be more accurate, but also more painful.
I like when you say tattoo.
Tattoo. They both got lovey-dovey tattoos, and they got divorced. The NFL is deciding whether to punish Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott after he was caught on video pulling a woman's shirt down during a St. Patrick's Day parade. Did you see the video?
Yeah. I did not.
Yeah, TMZ posted videos of Zeke watching the parade with a bunch of people on the roof of a Dallas bar. The woman was... very well endowed. She's standing next to him. She seems to be teasing people on the ground by motioning to her chest. So he pulled down her short shirt, exposing one of her, the whole thing.
The globe.
He tried to do it again, but she swatted his hand away. But then she pulled her shirt down herself, exposing both of them. Zeke's rep says the woman wasn't upset and even hung out with him and his friends afterward. But even if that's true, the NFL isn't happy about it. They could take action under the league's personal conduct policy. They're already investigating domestic violence claims against him.
But that's learned behavior. He picked that up from Jerry Jones.
I don't think really under normal circumstances a guy's out there having a beer, but... it's just the climate we live in now. You just don't grab and pull down a shirt.
Look, regardless of the say the young lady was into it and she's a friend or acquaintance, whatever it is, right? The optics on it are completely wrong. Like, you just can't be that
it looks horrible.
Or that high profile. Or I would say even average Joe with a 9-to-5 job and have that get captured.
Anymore. No.
I don't
and
think
be okay
in this
with
day and
it.
Age, just don't
And I don't
cool.
think you really ever could.
Yeah.
You could be on a Girls Gone Wild video and be the guy who's pouring tequila shots. You could be that guy and get away with it.
Those
back
are
then.
I think
it's different if you're in New Orleans and it's Mardi Gras and the girl does it herself.
Oh, doing it herself, that's
body.
Fine, yeah.
You just can't force it and do that. It sucks, and it's and he's going to catch crap for it, and he'll learn his lesson. A firm called Challenger Gray and Christmas just released their annual report on how much money March Madness will cost companies in terms of lost productivity. And this year, the grand total is $2.1 billion.
Billion?
$2.1 billion.
Yes. Billion. Seems high.
By the way, we have doing our brackets with Nikki Diamond tomorrow.
Yes, we have him booked.
And the big dance starts on Thursday. On the bright side, they say it might be worth it since March Madness office pools can boost morale and camaraderie. And that can lead to companies having a better shot at retaining their employees. But if you want to set up an office pool, get on it. The tournament play and games start today, and the real bracket starts on Thursday.
Nice.
We had a little discussion about that yesterday. I wanted to clear that up.
Thank you.
That's when it really starts. Urban Outfitters has been selling something called an extreme crop tank top shrug.
Oh, a shrug?
I'll have to look that
up. It's a woman's tank top that's so short. It is so short.
How short is it?
I saw a Robin posting pictures of it on Twitter. It doesn't even cover your bra. The front is about 4 inches long and stops right above the cleavage, so the whole bra is just out there. It was on Urban Outfitters for $16. It was on UrbanOutfitters.com, which is expensive when you realize it's about 8 cents worth of fabric.
Yeah.
Then they yanked it off their website at some point over the weekend, so you can't get it online.
Why can't
anymore.
You buy it anymore?
Don't know. Maybe
it's a beautiful item. Yeah. Oh, I like that. It's nice.
You might still be able to find it at one of their stores, though. So get out there and get shopping. There you go.
That's amazing. Most of the time, Urban Outfitters stuff is priced right.
Sometimes I edit these stories. Sometimes I don't. I'm going to share with you an unedited story.
Please.
Oh, good.
From Florida. This is a little something-something for you right now. A 26-year-old man accidentally shot himself Friday in a bathroom stall at the AMC Woodland Square 20 in Oldsmar, the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office said. That's the way you write for print.
Yes.
Anyway, this guy was in an AMC theater in a town, a beautiful town in Florida, and his name was Nathan Schrage or Schrage. How would you pronounce Schrage? Schrage.
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 Yeah.
So he's in a bathroom at the AMC. He goes into the bathroom. Sits down to do his business and pulls his gun from a concealed holster and places it on top of the toilet paper dispenser in the theater. When he attempted to place the gun back in the holster after he got it off the toilet paper dispenser, he shot himself in the hand.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, the gun went off and it made a loud noise and everybody was scared. No other movie patrons were inside the bathroom during the shooting, deputies said. He was transported to a Tampa General Hospital with injuries that were not considered life-threatening. So
good.
Mr. Schrage is going to be okay. And,
bless his heart.
Well, it's a Florida story, and since I got tired of doing the slogan of the day and I've taken to becoming the amateur poet, I thought I'd lay this one on you.
I do love when you compose for us, Mike.
Come down and see us in Florida for sunshine and baseball and fun. You can work, you can play for as long as you stay, but don't take a with your gun. Thank you very much. Okay,
nice.
We'll take a break and come back.
I did not. Sorry, did not expect that.
Yeah, sorry for all the edits, Pony. Just didn't work without the dirty word. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault. Rob's Little Sounds. Have you been farming some of them? Putting water on the.
It was
sounds?
Hard to find the sounds under all of the snow. 18 inches of snow, and I found that they popped up like crocuses, and I was able to gather them.
It's a longer answer than I wanted. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun, fun, fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. Wench.
Hey!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our bonus packages. If you don't subscribe to the TMOS bonus show, you don't know what you're missing. They're great shows. They're lots of fun, and we do them every single week. And it's a bonus to the regular shows that we do all week, and it helps the show enormously. If you get the bonus show package, you're going to get full access to all of our 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So give it, renew it, gift it, do whatever you want. Click the bonus banner and get her done. The future of the show depends on it. The TMOS TMOS bonus package. Delightful content for the most discriminating TMOS listener. Yeah. Hope you enjoy it, everybody. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, March 14, 2017, Rob.
You find everything?
You find everything you want?
That's excellent. I want to say
this. Better hit the alarm. Yes. Better hit the alarm. There you go. Thanks.
Again, yeah. The trigger is a little sticky at times.
Yes, Rob may have bumped into a checkout person at the grocery store yesterday because he's from Northern Virginia.
I was instructed to go.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know,
Mike,
you
it matters. It matters.
No,
because I wouldn't have gone if Madam Queen hadn't insisted.
Uh-huh. She wanted her tacos.
That's uh-huh. right, because then you have right. to drive around and drop French fries in the car. It's a busy day. Lots of stuff to do. you mentioned that we're going to have Nikki Diamond on tomorrow to talk about March Madness.
Yes.
I love this song every year, and I think the listeners kind of get into it. If you want to know the 68 teams that are in play right now, all you got to do is listen up. We'll explain it to you.
Bison, Bears, Bruins, Badgers, Blue Devils, Blue Raiders, a trio of Eagles, Cardinals, Ducks, and Gators, Catamounts, Commodores, Cowboys, and Mustangs, Golden Eagles, Golden Flashes, Golden Gophers, Hurricanes, Seahawks, Jayhawks, Musketeers, Five Wildcats, Flyers, Friars, Buccaneers, and some team they call the Norse. Oh my God, there's still 36 more. Demon Deacons, Boilermakers, Fighting Irish, Fighting Hawks, Wolverines, Tar Heels, Two Gales, Two Gamecocks, Spartans, Trojans, Spice, Pirates, Shockers, and Privateers, Hokies, Doves, Saggies, Jackrabbits, Terps, and Cavaliers, Two Mountaineers, Seminoles, Wolfpack, Blue Jay, Cyclones, and Bearcats, Tigers, twice, Two Rams, Razorbacks, and Two
Rams.
Bulldogs,
Rams.
And complete your brackets. It's March Madness.
And I guarantee you the winner was mentioned in that song.
Madness.
So we'll have Fantastic. Nikki in tomorrow. I can't wait.
All right.
He's put on weight, Mike.
Big wager down on it.
How big?
$2.
Dom a half. Oscar spent 3 hours with The Bachelor last night. And Mike, we have our winner. Nick proposed to Vanessa, even though he can't seem to say the name Vanessa. Listen to the first word in this tape. This was a whole season building up to this moment, and all he has to say is Vanessa.
Vanessa Grimaldi?
Vanessa? The hell is that?
Is she a baby talker?
No, not as much.
She's crying right there.
There's one more thing I have the great pleasure of asking you. Mm-hmm. Will you accept my final rose?
Yes, I will. With all my heart.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh.
How far have you?
I love you.
Hi, Vanessa.
I just tucked in.
How's it going?
Sorry, go ahead. Play your songs. I'm sorry. I'm just playing down here.
You're a big fan?
Oh, what's
of The Bachelor?
Name?
His name is Nick the Bachelor.
Nick.
Nick, you dumbass. Bye. Thank you.
Now, one thing that's amazing, Jimmy Kimmel has like an 80% accuracy rate in selecting the winner of The Bachelor when the first episode airs. He picked it again this season. He addressed it on last night's show.
Yes, once again, at the very start of the season, I correctly picked it, which woman Nick would choose. I've been right so many times, I don't even have to watch the show anymore. I just know. I picked 4 out of the last 5 winners of The Bachelor and 4 out of the 5 winners on The Bachelorette. It's like I have a time machine powered by Rosé. And that is why they call me Rostradamus, ladies and gentlemen. It might be the world's most useless superpower, but I have it.
So he gets it every year.
And the girl, if you're going to pick the two, is Raven and Vanessa.
Vanessa. Really, her name was Raven.
She was so Raven.
Wow.
They were both good choices. Vanessa. She worked with special needs children. And
so she'll get along. Get along with
that. No, they're gonna.
I can tell by that you are so all into the hype.
Yeah,
she worked with special needs kids.
Yeah,
I hope they pick her.
When they profiled her, I looked at my girl and I said, "Yeah, you know," and I used the line from something about Mary.
Okay,
and she looked at me like I was a monster. I'm like, from the movie, get it? And
you
like,
keep him in an enclosure. Yeah, but he's a good ass.
Yeah, he can run and dig.
And dig.
Now, speaking of running and digging, did you see the footage of the Jack Russell at the British Dog Show yesterday?
I'm just moving by that. I need a moment for that. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. What happened?
Did
the
you
dog
see
show?
There was a Jack Russell that was going through the obstacle course type dealie at the British yes. Dog Show. And this dog, the first thing he did was jumped over that low bar that dogs yeah. have to jump over and right. totally just face plants. This dog spins out.
Great right? video.
That's not like a Russell because no. a Russell can jump. It's not like a pug.
And then he just totally loses it and is off course. He's not going back and forth through the things. You need. I put this on our Facebook page. I put this on our YouTube page.
I love
but
to see these things.
You got to hear the announcer because the announcer is having a good time with it.
Little Jack Russell here, Ollie, with Karen from the Blue Cross. Closes out the group. This is the last of the small dogs. He's all over the place, and so he should be. Wrong way through. Oh, well, doesn't really matter, does it? When he got to his home, they changed his name to Lockie, then changed it to Ollie. So he's probably a bit confused. Ollie is totally crazy. As you can see, he's having a ball. Persevere. Look at this. Oh, what a nosedive. And he couldn't care less. Here we go. Whoa! That's one of the best shots I've seen in a long time.
It was a good, it's a great video.
That the love of dogs comes through that audio so beautifully. The guy loves dogs. They're having a great time. That's fantastic. I love that guy.
I believe this Sunday, Keeping Up with the Kardashians comes back, and they've been promoting it heavily. Here is the... Thank you.
Big reveal. Well, no, it's technically back. This is the second episode that leads into the big Paris situation.
So, yeah, this is Kim talking about the Paris robbery, and it's actually, she is acting.
They asked for money. I said I don't have any money. They dragged me out to the hallway on top of the stairs. That's when I saw the gun, like, clear as day. And I was kind of looking at the gun, looking down back at the stairs. And I was like, I have a split second in my mind to make this quick decision. Like, am I going to run down the stairs and, like, either be shot in the back?
Oh,
like,
God. No. Oh, my God. How old is she? How old
33,
is Kim Kardashian?
I think.
33? 33 and too many likes. I'm sorry. You like, don't say like in like sentences. Like I saw that. Like, did you or didn't you? 33. I look, we've rewarded her with the riches. We've given her the fame. Please, Kim, if you're listening to me, and I know you pay attention to this podcast
all the time,
please, please, for the love of God, don't say like so much. Don't you think she says like too much?
She does. You know what she does like? She probably would like this Japanese festival that Conan talks about right here.
Yeah. And then okay. I got to mention this true story. This is a real thing. Yesterday was Japan's annual penis festival. They have the penis festival in Japan. Israel also had its penis festival, but they had to cut it short.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Mind the blizzard.
I just get tired of the whole Kardashian thing. Thanks for joining us for another episode.
It doesn't show.
I really feel guilty right now. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address, sorry, Kim, is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Mr. O'Mara's views on the entire Kardashian clan do not represent those of Oscar or Rob or anybody on the show, and he said them in jest. Maybe. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, like the Mike O'Mara Show, bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.